Hello, welcome to Drams for Dummies. Thank you for being here. First of all, did you watch the first two, the pilot episode, parts one and two? If so, God bless you. Thank you so much. And also, what is wrong with you to watch all of that? Just me sitting there, I think in the same sweater. I got something on my sweater. That's gross. Just Kleenex, snotty Kleenex. Watching me ramble like this right here for hours and hours and hours. But if you did that and you're here for our official episode two, where we're actually going to do what we're supposed to do, bring in another dummy into the kitchen and do blinds, then you absolutely ought to be subscribed, right? And you ought to have that notification bell hit. And maybe think about being a patron so you can keep this train rolling. We've got lots of episodes and interviews already in the can. So if you're liking what we're doing, stay with us because they're going to keep coming and we're just going to get better, better, better. But with that, whether it's your first time or your third time with us, thank you for being here. Enjoy Dummy Justin, who's the reason I'm doing this channel anyway, and I hope you love it. Let us know in the comments. Thanks, guys. Love you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Drams with Dummies. I am Brett. This is my buddy, Justin. You're joining us in my kitchen today to enjoy some awesome bourbons. And real quick, first of all, we're going to, as you know, I'm going to ramble and talk about different things, but you know, it's always going to be a different buddy. It's always going to be a different friend coming and bringing their perspective, bringing their booze. This is our first one, so this is a complete guinea pig shoot.
Really dummy on this one.
It was super dummy. Right. Yeah. I want to make sure that it's truth and advertising.
Dummy of dummy friends.
Yeah, like I call myself a dummy, just, you know, ha-ha, we know I'm a pro.
Right.
But I bring dummies so that it's authentic. Yeah, right, so that you guys don't feel threatened.
I'm a blood dummy right here.
Right. Talk about bringing my brother in, and he's definitely not... I don't even know if he didn't own the glasses, you know, so he's really under. But that's the whole point, is just to hang out and talk and enjoy this. But I want to give a shout out. This guy brought a costume. Like, he brought a costume change to represent the city that we love.
Save champions.
And the city of champions. Yeah, all kinds of champions.
It doesn't say Swizzle, though.
No, Swizzle. We got to get a new shirt.
Doesn't say Swiss gear. I need to get one of those.
So. Yeah, to get a new shirt.
Sponsor us with Swifty gear, Chiefs gear.
Ooh, yeah. Drop T Swift so we can get Swift on board.
Right, but Kelsey, yes.
And now, of course, the brilliant joke in these videos so far is, if you're seeing this, then that's awesome. The channel launched, and you're seeing all these weird guinea pig pilot thoughts and awkwardnesses. But then by the time I get my lazy butt around to recording enough and editing enough and getting them out, Swift and Kelsey will probably...
That'll be over.
But yeah.
You know, it's going to take you a while to edit this.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
Like, drop your stuff.
I mean, even if it's like a month from now, it's probably over.
True.
Yeah. So, relevant joke for October 11th, 2023.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much by the time I drop this, if I ever drop it.
There might even be a new song about Kelsey from Swift. I find this go
flat. And then I'll drop that graphic in, right, or I'll drop a link to that. Yeah. Here's the breakup song. So never gonna be a shirt. So, but yeah. So just real quick, again, on that front, you know, if you happened to see the first episode or two, I may have split it because it was an hour and a half of me talking to myself and drinking. So hopefully I split it and edited it a lot. Then you already know kind of what we're doing here. But just real quick, the whole concept really fast is that it's just normal people who have this as a hobby, who have bourbon and whiskey as a hobby and to different levels, whatever that is. And that we come over here, and I love doing blinds.
Who doesn't love doing blinds?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like, this isn't going to be a bottle review site. You know, there may be that occasionally or whatever, but we're going to be kind of reviewing bottles just by blind, you know, just kind of as they pop up organically, you know. So the idea of this is every episode, a different friend is coming over. They're bringing over a sample of something that I don't know what this is. He does, obviously. And so then we're going to twirl and swirl and smell and score. I'm going to be not having any idea what I'm drinking. So, and like I said earlier, and you'll learn very quickly about me, I'm not Matt Porter. He's the God that we aspire to be. And one of the reasons to do this channel is that I'm not good with the tasting notes. I can't smell or drink something and go, well, that's clearly Beam because it's nutty. You know, I don't have that. And most of us don't. But when we're watching that stuff at home, we maybe sometimes get a little bit, I don't know, a little bit intimidated because we're like, I'm an idiot. I should be. Why can't I smell what these guys are smelling? Well, they're pros and they're award-winning pros and they've got mega channels. They've got their own bourbons now. I mean, they're all, and so now it's time for, you know, and again, going back to why does this channel even exist? It's because of this guy. That's why he's in the first, that's why he's on the first episode. I was horsing around, we drink and do this stuff. And at some point I was texting him my tasting notes or a picture of a blind I did. And he said, well, you should do a channel. And do you remember what I said back?
You basically told me that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, terrible idea. Terrible idea.
You probably had some more colorful language than that, but it was a really bad idea.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what I said?
You said I have something unique to say.
Exactly. I think you have value. I have a lot of fun with you. I wouldn't have this fun if it wasn't for you. I learned something from you every time we do this. Whether it's right or not is debatable. Yeah, I learned something absolutely. For myself every time, which makes me more of a dummy than you. But we're both just dummies having fun.
Yeah.
Talking about the stuff together, acting like we know what we're talking about. But we've kind of got this for a while, too.
We feel like we know what we're doing.
We do. Yeah. A little bit. I mean, especially with the crowd we run with, you know, where people talk to us all the time about what we like.
Yeah.
So that way, it's kind of cool to know what we're talking about or act like we do. But I do think you have a lot to offer in that way. So thanks for letting me be on as a guest.
I don't know. You may never see it. So this may just be me stroking his ego for a minute and drinking booze for a minute, and then we'll be done. And they'll never be seen. But, you know, to his point, like, it's true. Like, I've done it long enough and I've watched enough or whatever. And then when he's getting into it, I'm kind of sharing things with him that I've learned or heard. Now he's got them. Now he's shared it with his friends when they get into it. But we all got it, one, from our own experience. But yeah, it's watching those YouTube guides, right?
Right.
So they started in their dining rooms and kitchens and basements, and now they're up there shooting multi-camera, fancy crap. And I mean, they are literally, you know, tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and whatever, hundreds of thousands of sponsors are making big time bucks.
Yeah.
If I ever get one patron, I'd be like, hey, that's something. A patron I don't know, I should say. So I'm just realizing that I turned the air on earlier because I had the windows open, beautiful weather. But then one of my neighbors decided, this is the fun of doing it in organically in your kitchen.
Right.
One of my neighbors decided to start burning leaves. I was like, well, that's going to mess up the noses, you know. So I closed it, turned the air on, but I don't think the air's going on, and it's hot as shit in here.
Anyway, or the whiskey kicking in.
Yeah, we had a sip of whiskey on, just sweating.
A little burner, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I guess going back before we do this and dive into the tastings, what I kind of realized what I told him was, I was like, why would anyone start a whiskey channel right now, which is why this is called Drams for Dummies, another whiskey channel? Because I don't even know, are there 1,000 out there? Are there 10,000 out there? But I know that there's a ton of them, and I know there's a ton of great ones. And my thought when he first said it was, I'm not going to tell you anything you can't hear a million times over on these videos. But what I realized and what I kind of came up with was, you know, instead of overthinking it, like, I do something and I like doing it, which is the blinds and the scores and the stuff. I like sharing that with my friends. I don't get to do it enough. I'm an introvert, so I don't like hang out with people. No. And I don't bring them to my house. Yeah, I'm happy doing it, being there by myself drinking. But I was like, this isn't something I see in the channels as much. And again, it may be happening in some channels I haven't seen, where you kind of have a different person in the room every time. You're truly doing blinds every time. And I'm like, I feel like there's people out there that would kind of resonate with that, and they're not just listening to my voice all the time. They're getting different people's perspectives, different people's palates. So then I was like, maybe there is something here. I don't know. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, and then when you told me about this concept too, of this new guest every week, made me think, well, I mean, people watching this might also go, you know what? Whiskey's meant to be shared. I kind of drink it by myself. Maybe I should have my buddies over, and we might not record it like Brett and the Dram Dummies, you know, like Dustin or whatever, but we might have fun that too. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So just because whiskey is meant to be shared, and then we all do, we act like we know what we're talking about for the most part, unless you're the big dogs, you know?
Right.
But it's a cool idea to set it up this way. So yeah, I'm ready to have some fun.
Dram Dummies. I've thought about what the nicknames would be. I've thought Drammies. But Dram Dummies, just dummies. I don't know. That's good. Yeah. Dram Dummies.
Yeah,
Drammies.
Drammies.
Yeah, no, that sounds weird.
We'll have to work on the New Heights has 92%ers.
Okay.
You know, the Travis Kelce guys.
Right.
So maybe we got to come up with our, you know, you got to come up, not we. You got to come up.
We got, well, it's, we, and that's a thing too, is that this is, that's another thought I had about this channel that's different than some, than on, that whatever, is I want this to be very much a community type channel. So if when I ever have a patron, that's going to be celebrated, that person's going to have a voice, that person's maybe going to get in this chair, or going to get on the video, like we're going to do a split screen, they're going to be on a live. You know, I know that a lot of patrons are awesome and like to share their booze, which is great, kind of like we're doing. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, if you ever send a, if someone ever send a blind in, you're doing it with me somehow live or on camera. I'll
figure it out.
Yeah, like I want everybody who supports what we're trying to do here to truly feel like they've got a piece of it and they're invested and they have a voice. So I know that, and I'm sure when it turns into 100,000 patrons, that gets tougher, but
that's their kitchen.
Need a lot bigger kitchen
at that point. Yeah,
and chatter.
Yeah,
at that point. I don't want to, we can only shoot these when we have a white house. By the way, I live in a tiny house. So we are, at some point, maybe we have to get out of the kitchen, but it's fun for now. So
till then we'll have some good tastings, some good laughs, you know?
So, again, he brought that again. I've said, just bring 4 ounces of something. Bring something you own. This guy, above and beyond, costume changes. Brand new bottle on the way here today. And I don't know, again, we'll know later, if he's had it, if he knows he loves it. The idea is that you're bringing, they're bringing something in that they really like, or that they at least are very curious, think they might like, and kind of want to see me just be an idiot blind on it, you know, for any reason, you know. So it could be a $10 bottom shelfer, and that's because that's part of what the blinds do, is strips all that crap away, and you're like, this is really good, and you think it's a $100 bottle, it's $10, and then you learn that about your palate. So there's no like, this doesn't have to be top shelf stuff. As a matter of fact, it should all be stuff that people can get.
Yeah, and there's not top shelf more times than maybe that's later, but
because we're just regular dudes. So what can we see on the shelf? And if we're lucky enough to have that relationship with one of our store people, shout out to Bubbles. Every so often you get the
train went into the
Bubbles. There you go. You got to go to Bubbles KC. At some point they'll be an official sponsor of the channel.
Right.
But so I don't know what this is. So the first thing we're going to do is, we're going to drink this together, and I'm going to do my score system with this, and I'm just going to talk it out loud as we do it, and he's going to maybe give his thoughts of what he's, especially if he hasn't had it. I don't know. Have you had it before?
I have.
Okay, good. But every bottle can be different. We're drinking the net pour because it is brand new.
It is. Yeah.
So this hasn't had a lot of light. Or
it's been here for...
Yeah, it's been here 10 minutes. It's been sitting there. Yeah, it's been 10, 15.
Giving the old juice.
Yeah. So we'll swirl and twirl and get it some oxygen, and we'll see where it goes. So, but first, I want him to show you what we're drinking, so you know you're all in on it except for me. So I'm going to look away while he shows you guys what we're drinking.
Can you close your eyes?
Yeah, I need to because I can see in the window.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, don't. Yeah.
It's hot in here. He's like sweating.
It's getting hot in here.
Speaking of which, thanks for joining us. Because if this is on, if you're watching this, then I released it and you clicked on it. And if you've made it this far, God bless you.
God bless you.
Cheers
for watching about.
Yeah, God. I mean, what the heck? But again, when I think about these channels, I'm like, how many hours have I spent, days, weeks, years, months, listening to people I don't know just sitting in their rooms talking about whiskey?
Or, to our credit, doing this without an audience, without recording it.
Could we do this anyway?
Oh, absolutely. Might as well have some fun and see where it goes.
Hopefully you guys are drinking something you love too.
Right.
So you will, and if you know what you know we're drinking, maybe if you got it, pour yourself the same thing. We can do this all together.
You got this.
Yeah.
In this area, you're pretty good. You're doing all right by yourself. Because it's not been easy to get a hold of.
Oh, shit.
So...
But he just swung into the liquor store and found it.
Went right through.
All right. That's awesome. He's VIP that way. That's why,
you know.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Down the hatch. Oh, we're sniffing first.
Down the nostril. This is the Drams for Dummies, right? I'm never going to tell you, listeners, watchers, this is the right or wrong way to do anything, or that you should or shouldn't like anything. It's all palate. It's all taste. It's whatever works for you.
We're suggestive, though, and I do appreciate that, because you have good tips. But I'm also like, oops, yep, forgot.
It's Matt Porter. I'm just Matt Porter trade, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt and ADHD Whiskey.
Awesome channel.
Yeah.
Cracks me up every time.
Such a good dude.
Not as funny as Brett Buffum, but close.
No, he's funnier. Yeah, no, he's going to be way funnier. I've said that as we get into this and I get more comfortable, people will get more of my personality will probably come out, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But we'll see.
I always laugh.
I know. Yeah, a little bit.
Excuse you. I don't know, but.
Yeah. You're a low bar.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's very fair. I'm going to chase on my high my eyebrow
okay. already.
I'm going to start making, that's what she said.
I am a little.
This is really nice, though.
Doesn't it? What do you pull it?
Land.
So it is strong because of the neck. I feel like there's a lot of heat in the nose there, but.
I mean, my first thoughts on this, and by the way, again, sidebar, because ADHD, I have ADHD as well. I've learned that. I'm diagnosed now. My wife's a counselor. Your wife's a counselor. The music in the background, it's in the background. That's all guest-driven. I know this guy, so we're listening to the Zach Bryan radio on Spotify.
Yeah,
so Josiah and the Boonvilles is going right now.
Also real nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. You might not be able to hear it very well, but it's there. So anyway.
Kind of bluesy and drammy.
It's whiskey. This is whiskey drinking music, right?
I know. This is what I drink too by myself sometimes.
Okay, so I would say that it's cliche to say this, but this is just traditional, standard, good bourbon. Like this you got the caramels in there, you got the brown sugars, but there's a sweetness in here too. They're a little fruit, and I don't know. I never can pull what they are accurately.
Can I try?
I'd go apple, maybe. What would you say?
I'm going grapey.
Oh, yeah.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, and that's the thing about drinking, right? When someone says something like,
yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Passion fruit. That's what I'm getting.
Dragon fruit.
I thought apricot when on my video.
Okay.
I threw out apricot out of my ass because I was just making up how I don't pull notes. And then, of course, I'm like, now I'm smelling apricots.
Of course.
Because I said it.
Because you said it.
Yeah. Right. That's the influence of this shit, you know? My dad was a wine taster. He did wine tastings for parties for years. And he would tell me, because people, we don't know, we're all dummies in this world. So people are drinking their wines, and he'd go, ooh, do you smell the... And they would all go, oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. I didn't know that at first, but I do
now that you say it. Absolutely.
So it's great shoe leather.
I said so. Yeah. Also some cinnamon.
Yeah.
Kind of more on the, so I learned a thing last time when I tasted on this video. So if you've watched it, you saw me, I did a nose exhale and got a note on the exhales of my nose
bridge, like out,
in, out, in. I went in, I went out, and in the out, I picked up another sweat. That was weird.
That is weird.
This is the shit you're going to go with you with it.
No, this is the ride you're on. Enjoy it.
I would say.
You're getting deep in there.
Oh, you got, I dip. Well, if it's good, I mean, I just want to crawl in the glass if it's good.
But you're.
Oh, I'm in. And that's the thing, too, people. And a reason for that, I'm going to guess.
Suggestive.
It's not the highest proof. I'm a barrel proof guy.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken. But it smells very balanced, very even.
Yeah, it's not super dark, not super light.
Yeah, it's not super dark. It doesn't smell finished. So I'm putting this in that kind of. It's 4 to 8, probably more 4 to 6 year range, maybe like a 6-ish.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I'm a big proof whore. I love big high proof. So if it's super high proof, I might have been able to pull my whole face in the glass.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I had a tough decision, and I'll talk about the decision later. But I had a high proof one in my hand.
Yeah.
And then I found this one, and I was like,
There's a lot in this this is a mind screw for me because he knows what I like.
And we saw a lot of the same thing.
And we do like, I mean, he used to be a proof pussy, but now I think he's kind of getting to be a proof whore too. So he likes higher proof. I know. Yeah, that's a first T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a former proof pussy.
Well, it's going to be proof pussy with a line through it. Dry.
Yeah.
And then proof
or. Yeah, yeah. Scratch made it.
At that point.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the right side of things. But also, like, he knows that I'm not necessarily, I don't usually love weeders. So does he bring a weeder to try to, like, let me go, oh my God, I love it. And then I'm like, shit, it's a weeder. But I'm into that. Like, I'm excited for those adventures where I get confused or I actually learn something that, oh shit, it's not all weeders. It's that weeder or that, you know, whatever.
We had a weed recently that you liked, I thought.
The Holiday Sweet Red Wheat.
Yeah.
Ben Holiday is going to also be my future official distillery sponsor. And I talked about him in the first videos. They're doing it right. If you see Holiday on the shelf, get it. Mm. The sweet red wheat. You know what I'm saying? Wet wheat. And when I was in line the other day, getting special stuff, actually getting this right here.
Release.
Yeah. Yeah, this special Cave Release series. This is a double oak. They also have an applewood smoked version. But I was the people in line peeking out, talking bourbon, talking Holiday. I mean, the universal praise for their wheat is insane
for sure. So it's made on the big guys too. The big
wheat. Oh, the Minnick puts it in his top 100 this year. Yeah. I mean, all the big channels have hit in Holiday now,
20 minutes up the road.
Yes. Yeah. If you're ever in the Kansas City area, go get yourself a distillery.
We'll tell you where you go.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I want to go to the Bourbon Trail someday. I literally got emotional. I've done the Bourbon Trail, and my wife and I went to the Holiday in March, and pulling up, and the landscape and the rolling hills, and then you come in, there's the rick houses, and then you go, it's exactly what's happening in Kentucky. It's the same limestone water.
So cool.
It's so good. All right, I got rest. Like, so if I'm going to just quickly on the nose,
yeah. What do you got?
I'm going to go with a 7.5.
That's pretty strong.
I'm on the rolling hot.
Yeah,
it's pretty strong. But then the drink will then either open up the nose more,
right,
or I don't know, it'll change it. We'll see.
Ding. I do like that. Caramel. Really good caramel. Go. Heat. Right in the back.
Little,
but not a lot.
It's like a Kentucky hug in your throat. It's a little choke out.
I like that phrase. A little Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. That's not real. It's already happened.
Yeah.
We're already losing. I've already forgotten that I've got an audience because right. I probably don't. So it's fine.
Yeah.
First impressions. I'm sticking with low proof. He already kind of gave it away by saying he had a high proof in his hand.
Okay.
You'll hear me talk about I'm more about the experience than the notes because I can't pull notes like I want to. But let me do a second to do it again.
Hey.
Chris Stapleton.
Music.
Yeah. I'm gonna probably end up going where I kind of with the nose where I'm just, this is a very nice, solid, sippable, crushable, not offensive bourbon.
Enjoy it all.
Whiskey. Yeah. Like it's not taking you on a wild ride. It gets in the mouth and I like to kind of hold it in there a little bit and see what it does. It doesn't start firing off my taste buds and my palate, which I like it when it does, but that's kind of where those deeper, older, maybe high proof things come in. It's viscous. It's got a good mouth feel. It coats the mouth. Like it fills the mouth, but it feels almost like refreshing. It's like, and there's a wateriness to that,
a little bit,
which I don't love,
right?
Because it lacks that depth that I love and that adventure that ride that I love.
Yeah, you do like the ride.
Yeah, it's almost like a bull ride. Like you kind of want to like some days. It's like if you don't ride it quite right, if you don't drink that drink quite right, it can kick you up.
It's more of a horse ride through the country at sunset.
But this is
it's good.
Yeah, this is.
But you're not like trying to hang on for dear life. You're
nulling it. No, it's got some oak in it.
Yeah.
It's just traditional and it's calm and it's sweet and it's nice.
So Brett, you know me long enough to know that consistency is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a bottle and not have to wonder, did this batch do really well? Did this batch not do well? Tastes good all the time, no matter if I buy it now or a year from now. Doesn't matter that. It's going to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is key for me. So that's why I like this one.
Yeah. And I'm a single barrel kind of barrel for guy, so I kind of it can really vary.
Sure. And to your point, because I'm consistent, I will always buy this for me, and I enjoy the wild rides when people otherwise have them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always going to have this. So it was always going to be in my cabinet because I like having it. I have a thought of what it might be, but I probably gave away too much.
You know me well enough. You said it's around here. It's not super common.
Mm-hmm.
It's a get if you get it. Like, people that like it really love it. It's got a big following of people that are pretty cultish about it. If it has a cool topper, maybe.
I don't know if the toppers all like them.
Nah, never mind. I'm on the wrong. I was thinking Caribou Crossing.
No. I just tapped my Caribou Crossing out there.
Yeah, I don't
know. The Caribou is a lot more smooth.
Yeah. So to finish my thought on, like, the palate to me.
Yeah.
Nice. Easy. But a little watery, a little flat, a little bit. It's a 7. It's a solid 7. But the finish kind of surprises you because it's so smooth all the way down, and all of a sudden it kind of goes... And it kind of peppers back there. The little peppery finish, which is fun, because it feels like this is one that just disappears in the fit and there's no finish.
Right.
And it actually runs a little bit, and it sizzles, which is really interesting. So that may pop its... That finish is going to be...
That takes it to a 0.5. You go ahead and add that 0.5 back on. It's a little smooth on the run, and then a little like a firework.
The finish might be its best part.
Love it.
Because it does, it's like, it's complexity comes out in the finish that isn't in really the nose or the palate. But then all of a sudden, like, there's like all this kind of, the peppers and a lot more of that kind of, what am I trying to go here? Like coffees and earthies and it's like, it just has more. It has like 4 or 5 things that kind of go pow, 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 pow. And then it sizzles back there with the fun.
A little spritzy back.
Ah, a little effervescent. Yeah, a little effervescent.
I like that.
I could almost go to an 8 on that finish.
See? It was the first one you had to kind of get those extra sips in. And really,
I'm going
to
go 8.
All right. Love that.
So then what I do is I just average this out, which this is a pretty easy average because you have a 7 and 8, a 7.5. And so this is going to be a 7.5 bottle for me, which... Again, for people to know, I talked about it in the first video too. I don't have a wall of bourbon. I don't have a vault of bourbon. I don't even have a basement in this house. So there's no place to hide bourbon yet. Now, if I ever have that problem, I can probably figure some places out in my garage.
Right.
But right now, we built a pantry in this house because it didn't have any storage in the kitchen. And it's now two of the 5 shelves are filled with bourbon. But that's my limit. Like, I can't, that keeps me from overbuying and... And so, like, I'll get great bottles. Bomb Burgers was a recent one where that's top shelf for most people. It was top shelf when I drank it by itself, and then I blinded it, and it lost to some things, and its score came down. And for me, if it's a bottle that's got a lot of value and someone else is going to appreciate it more, and it's not going to live on my top shelf, it has to go away because I don't have room for it.
Right.
It has to be at 8.2 or above from things to hit my top shelf. Gotcha. And things can come off the top shelf because then you blind them or the scores can fluctuate, but scores are different.
We got a 7.5 now.
Yeah.
We're going to blind some other stuff.
Yeah.
There's chances to go up.
This score
is going to go down.
This score is locked in.
Okay, locked in on
for this channel. Got so it. When this, because this is a standalone in the vacuum drink, and that to me is about the purest you can do it. When you start putting it, because he's right, because what we're going to do after this is I'm going to pour a blind for both of us. I'll know what's in it. He will from 2 additional bottles from my collection. When that happens, that's the fun of drinking liquor too, is the science of it. Like, this flavor and whatever's in this might not agree with the next thing in line, and all of a sudden that next thing in line is that I love now tastes like crap because it's next to this one, or vice versa. This one's a star, but I got to go with just for consistency, and we don't want to belabor the blind scoring.
Right.
So this will be a 7.5. It'll always be a 7.5. It is really good, I would say, without knowing what it is. If you're someone who, either... doesn't love high proofs or wants to have that bottle that you just know you can grab, drink straight, or make a really killer like Manhattan with, or old fashioned something because it's good and solid. Or you could give it to guests, and if they're not big bourbon people and you want to get them into it, you could be like, here's one that's got some things going on, but it's rideable, right?
You know, it's not overpowering for people who maybe haven't dabbled in a whole lot.
Yeah, you're not bringing out your 141 proofed Coy Hill with the newbie. One, because why would you waste that amazing juice on a newbie? But secondly, like, they would just not appreciate it. But this one, universally, I mean, and if they don't, you're like, well, whatever, you're an idiot. But this is a really good pour. So this could easily be a top shelf for some folks that like that.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what it is.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Backstory. My first bottle of this was given to me because my brother-in-law said, how in the world do you drink this stuff? I can't.
Can't
do it. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, I know the story, but I came up with a bottle still.
So we have our friend, 1792, small batch.
And they had this at Bubbles?
They had a Bubbles.
Oh, okay.
And I had a different one in my hand, and I was ready to go. And then I saw back there, and I just, you never know how they treat the behind-the-counter stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, do you guys happen to have 1792? No, you want to saw it. She went all the way across. I don't think, I said it's right there.
Oh.
She goes, oh, okay. So this was $34.99.
That's, yeah.
And the reason that I said it's hard to find right here, because we've seen a shortage of 1792 lately.
Yeah,
of all varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this variety. I like the full proof and the sweet weed a little bit better. But mm-hmm. this variety is never a bad, like, it's always good.
It's just a one that lives there. And it looks cool.
Yeah.
Good bottle.
So I was like, I don't know if the topper's that cool.
Yeah, I mean, I like
it. It's not a caravan.
It's pretty classic.
It is, cool. And I like to have it on my shelves at all times.
But and that's the thing, too. And you guys know from wherever you live, so some of the things, some people can walk into their stores probably and see all the 1792s all the time because you guys, that's just for some reason a hot spot for their distribution.
PA, Florida.
Yeah.
Those, they're going to have all that.
We don't get anything. We barely get anything over small batch.
So Kansas, though. Kansas does okay.
Kansas, yeah. Missouri's a tough state.
Weird.
Yeah.
Come on, Missouri.
Missouri's,
love you, but
their laws are very tough on getting stuff onto the shelves for whatever reason. So sometimes distilleries just skip it. They're like, we're not going to mess up Missouri.
Or they make their own.
Holiday. Or then Holiday let us make our own. But no, I like this. And of course, you may or may not know that the Kirkland bourbons are $17.92.
Yes.
So if you're a Costco member and you see those Kirklands, they got all these different, the single barrels and barrel proofs and small batches. And it's coming out of, it's Barton Distillery doing these. So you could go there and probably get the same juice and save $5 or whatever. And always have it.
And it's fairly consistent there.
Yeah.
They'll go in and out a little bit. And this one is 93.7 proof. So good job on the low proof
situation. And I would be curious to know, and maybe I'm not going to be a big editor with a lot of graphics, but maybe I'll slap up a graphic that shows what the age on these typically is.
Right.
I mean, we assume it doesn't have an age statement, but four is when they don't age state, I kind of feel like I guess they're younger. I just go, if it's older, they want you to know that. So when they don't tell you, I'm like, all right, it's four.
They're telling you without telling.
Yeah, it's three, it's four, it's five, whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, they're batches too. So it could have some 3-year, it could have some 6-year, whatever. So that's awesome. So now I have to then, and this will be an edit, but I'm going to go to my whiskey cave and figure out a good blind for this, and I don't have a lot of low proof stuff, so this is going to be a tricky. I got it though. I've got it.
We'll probably level up. I mean, improve for sure.
I don't know that. Well, yeah, we'll see.
See what you got. Should I remove my eyes? The room for a minute.
I mean, you can hang for a second, and I'll once I start to actually pull something.
Okay, I'll just close my eyes and
just smell and love.
Just love this thing up.
We're gonna bring glasses to make sure that yours.
He's only had
2 ounces. That is.
Oh, that thing would be.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Does it?
Learn?
But
So I may edit this, and maybe not, because this is kind of funny. There's the commentary as your eyes are closed and behind you. Like, this is pretty raw.
Look at
real.
Pretty awkward with the eyes all closed.
When you're doing blinds... Oops, sorry, I just forgot this one. So with your eyes closed, I'm going to keep talking. You're usually wanting to kind of get your proofs close, because a high proof will just blow out your palate, and now you can't taste those lower proof guys. And then if you're going to have finished or unfinished, you know, those are things you need to think about. But sometimes you just have to break rules. So let's dive in,
Fury. I'm ready.
I mean, now you're kind of on this.
I'm on it.
Oh, yeah, because I know it's
hot. It's hot in here.
It is hot.
No, no. I need to turn the air conditioning. This is an edit.
Was the air conditioning? No, I mean, if I did edit, I'll part last.
That's true.
Actually, it's not. It's just
suddenly it's just whiskey.
We're just so excited to be.
We're excited.
Swirling and twirling together. That
And there's whiskey, and it's a good time.
We got our bloods flowing. Things are pumping and throbbing.
See, this is where it gets weird.
Well,
because there's a bias of the recency bias.
Oh, yeah.
Of the last bottle, and I'm pretty sure I just picked it up. Like, that's it. Could be, could also not be.
Right. And the thing here, this is now my job as the game master at this point to fuck with him. So
you better be very specific on how you say this.
So articulate. Okay. Cover YouTube. I didn't mean to say the F word. But like, again, my job is to like give you things that are similar, right? So then, yeah. And I would say about that 1792 is I said really standard, really nothing really spiky or sticking out. It's just kind of smooth. So then, if it's not super distinctive.
Gosh,
uh oh,
I think that's 72. We have 2 1792s. You're pranking me.
Because it's insane.
Wouldn't that mean it's awesome? Well, it'll be really good. You're not.
You're an idiot. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, there's an Idol song. Richmond of North.
Oh, controversial.
It is
controversial.
But I'm good.
We're like, it's a fantastic song, and we're not going to get into this kind of stuff tonight,
no.
But I really appreciate this guy because he wrote a song that was passionate about, and then when it became a thing and people were grabbing onto it for their own agendas, he was like, no, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's not what it's about. It's actually about you, asshole.
Yeah.
So stop using it.
You're not going to charge that price for my tickets.
Yeah, right.
I'll play at a fair or a festival for
right.
you. Like
you. Right. I'm talking about all of you. Mm-hmm. I'm not on a side. That's what he said. I saw that interview. He's like, I'm not on the side. You all suck.
All of you.
And I'm just going to make music about it.
A-holes.
Yeah.
Gosh. All these. Some similar. Good job on your.
Thank you. Again, this is all. We're guinea pigs. We don't know how this works. This is the first time to see this experiment work.
Hit the heart.
And again, like, he's going to do his style. And I don't even know mine. Mine changes. Sometimes I'll go through and nose everything like he is. And then sometimes I'll kind of nose and drink once and then kind of hit that once. It varies. So,
yeah. I'm going to go through the havesies like I like to.
Yeah. No, yeah. Do your
havesies and then havesies and havesies and circle back.
My big thing that I tell people is just be consistent.
Yeah.
It's like water. If you're going to drink water after one of the drinks, drink it after all the drinks. Give it time because water in the mouth will absolutely change.
Oh, yeah.
How this thing takes, or you're either doing no water or you're doing water. You know, it's like, figure it out. They'll do it halfway and be like, they'll screw you up. The same thing. I'm like, this absolutely has that same feel.
This one has a lot more nut take on the back of it.
Oh, see?
Ooh.
If you pull that note and you're accurate, that would be a non-dummy call. You just called something upper level with pulling nutty and distillery yeah. notes.
Definitely. But the legs are real nice. You guys can't see that, which is a shame. But
yeah, good legs.
Mm.
And that just says viscosity. And again, I'll say things to people because I don't know what you know and I know or whatever, but the swirling is getting that oxygen in there. It's letting it get some room temp. It's getting some warmth from your fingers. But also, it's getting it up on the sides of the glass so that that smell really kind of comes up out of the liquid because it's on the glass now. That really helps it.
I'm watching this number two, and I picked it up once to smell it, and it's like, it's like caramel sticking to the side of the glass. It looked like it.
That one's kind of, is it making you nervous or are you getting excited?
Excited.
Okay.
Probably too excited.
I'm going to take this one. We're also in the landing path of our downtown airport, which is not our biggest airport, but it's a lot of private jets and propeller planes coming by. So literally right over the house. So when you hear, what would you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you were so excited about airplanes or if you were liking what you just tasted.
Wow.
Or just airplanes? Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's my neighbor driving down the road that thinks that it's still cool to rattle your trunk.
But I did when I was 16.
Well, if you saw him, you'd realize, and I'm going to talk to him at some point, because this is the thing. He's like a 50-year-old dude. And so I'm like, dude, that was cool. Actually, it was never cool, but it was kind of cool when we were in high school.
Exactly.
Cut it out.
Cool.
Cut it out. It was never cool.
It was actually really cool, especially if you wired it yourself.
I like good sound, so when it's rattling shit in your car, it's not good sound anymore. Now you're
showing on the trunk off of your Celica. 87 Celica, it wasn't a good
86 time. Laser.
But it kept,
yeah.
But an 87 Celica GT.
Nice.
With the flip-up lights.
I almost ran my dad over in the driveway with an 80-something Celica. Because it was a manual, and I threw it into gear.
Yes.
I threw it out of gear, and it rolled back, and it was killed.
I mean, that's just some incredible ways in this day.
Okay, so see, now that we're comparing, like,
incredibly viscous.
In a vacuum, I liked this a lot. But now, two, I think I like better, which now makes me go back and do I need to adjust scores. Because right. Then I go... Well, this feels like not better than an 8, but I gave that an 8, which means that baby's a 7.5. There.
Yeah, so I always go, I drink half, mm-hmm. half. Then I get a solid rinse and a wait, but I don't rinse between. That's my science.
Yeah. I like that.
Because it really doesn't, I don't get that hard reset, but it does have relativity. And then I come back after a hard reset. And sometimes, normally I just go right back.
You go back in and say it in different order? Because that's a different thing.
No, normally I go right back through. So 1, 2, 3, then I rinse and then 1, 2, 3.
Maybe this time go back the other direction after you a hard reset.
Yeah.
Because you did it one way and these affected each other.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not mad. Like the last time I shot a video, I'm on an empty stomach. So these are going to start hitting me at some point.
What the fuck is going to say?
Oh, I do thirds, I think. I've learned now, like, I try to leave enough in the glass that I could do a, for sure, second round and maybe even a last-ditch pass, because you overthink, and you're like, well, I just want to make sure I got it right, you know, so.
You overthink everything.
Which is tier.
I mean, that's analytical, that's a good thing, but I still like, just treat me.
The older I get, the less I think about anything. It's just, but some things, like bourbon, really important things, I hyper-focus.
That's a whole different thing.
Oh, I just... freaking spilled it onto my crotch.
What?
Damn it. And I was like, might be the best one.
You spilled it. Damn Dooney. See, you're going to steal it again. Take a lot of risk over there.
I know, it's because I'm drunk.
I mean, it's like, you were like, oh, almost out.
And here's another thing. Smell your shirt or your arm, right? You'll see that to kind of clear your nostrils sometimes, kind of reset them. Because if you're like, I'm not even sure I'm getting it.
No.
Because these are in there, kind of living still. So
yeah,
I'm gonna knock those out.
There's some crossover. I'm pretty darn sure I just said 1792. That's my 3, but I'm starting to get a little bit confused.
See,
like,
isn't that fun?
Yeah,
and I'm giving every nose on the first pass an 8, which is really probably not accurate. So once I start going side by side, I'll go, no, that's not right. That's from.
And part of my system, too, is I don't score it until I've gone through my second pass. I kind of pull out the notes. I kind of guess the proofs. I kind of, like, write down my nose, my palate, and my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back and score it.
Yeah,
second pass.
It's yeah,
my routine.
Yeah, I love that. I've done it all. I've done it all kinds of ways. Yeah, I've done it, like, where I'm just, like, take a pass, like you said. And now, recently, I've just kind of gotten to, like, okay, throw your first.
Yeah, your first score.
Yeah.
Tough score.
Yeah, like, this. And then, but then, like I said, once you start seeing the other ones, you're like, yeah. Wait a minute. That can't be an 8 if that's an 8. That's got to be a 7.5. That's an 8, whatever.
Right.
So, great song. 49 Winchester, all I need. I learned last time that when the camera's up, I just look at my face the whole time, and it's very confusing and distracting. And I thought, this time I'll put the Spotify up so we can see what's on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm still staring at the Spotify screen most of the time. Right? So sorry if I'm not making good eye contact. I'm trying, but there's like colors down here, or there's like moving pictures, and I'm like, oh, that's fun to look at.
Kind of a rookie move, but you know what?
It is very yeah, super rookie.
But we're dummies, and we're working into this.
There's a $30 webcam attached to my shitty laptop on the counter of my kitchen. It's amateur.
We totally are.
Yeah. There's no like $1,000 lights.
But it feels good, and yeah. I like what we're doing here.
Good. So that's all that matters. And if you like what we're doing, then that's even better. Is this what I'm supposed to say? Hit the...
No, I'm going to say it for you.
Okay, do it.
If you like him and maybe tolerate me, hit the subscribe.
Yeah.
Drop a comment down below if you've had the 1792, and you'll find out this other business here in a minute.
Yeah.
And if you have that, then also drop a comment.
I love that.
I mean, but also, just participate, you know?
I'd say comment-wise, it's like the first video or two, yeah. Like... Say hello, say something, say
hello.
Say, hey man,
where are you from?
You're an idiot, stop, please.
Yeah.
Or, dude, more of this, please.
Yeah. And then if you have 1792 in your area, tell us where you are.
Oh, yeah. Especially like the foolproof.
Or the sweet weed, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Tell us where you are.
He'll have the sweet weed.
Yeah, you'll. Well, I don't know, I think you might.
I like all of the booze. So that's going to be this learning experience.
Sure.
I don't know. And I talked about this in my first video, too. He hasn't seen that at all, so he doesn't know the weird crap I did. You guys know if you saw it. But my grades are so similar because I'm never going to give a 10 because that means you can't be better. So that's hard, you know? So a 9.5 is, like, the best you can do. But then I've never given a 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe I've given a 5 once or twice. And I think that does speak to, like, you're drinking the good stuff. Like, if we were bringing over, like...
Old Tub? Like, the original Old Tub?
Old Tub. But that wouldn't get probably a 3 or 4 from... It'd get 5s and 6s.
What about Ancient Age?
But that's Buffalo Trace.
Sure.
I don't know. See, this is the fun of this. Someone might bring me an Ancient Age, and then I'll be like, that's an 8!
Yeah.
I don't know. So all my shit sits in a very tight range. Like, my total score... Like, when we do this score sheet that I'm talking about, it's going to be, like... 8.5 is going to be the top, and the bottom is going to be 7.
Yep.
It's just going to be, and it's going to be a million
like
tied.
It.
It's all good.
It's all good.
We're just splitting hairs, you know, so.
All right. As our friend does at the whiskey tasting we go to, he says yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your score? Yes.
Yeah.
You like it? What notes do you pull? Yes.
Yeah. I drink it. I like it. I will drink more of it. Whatever. Put it in my hand. That's why I always say, like, it's like my wife and I, same thing. What do you guys drink? Put it in our hands. We'll drink it. I don't know. All right, so now I'm just gonna go side by side noses right now, and because I gave everyone an 8, that's not possible. So side by side, they're gonna come out. That's a caramel bomb,
man,
with a little ethanol and youth on it,
yeah,
which I think is the 1792.
I'll say that's by 1790.
And this one's got a little bit more depth, but it also has a little funk on it that I don't love, like a little sour note. That sometimes comes out of wheats, but I know that there's no wheats in here. So,
okay.
God, they're real close. This one's got an ethanol burn that I don't love, but I feel like it's got depth in it that I like. So now I'm very conflicted.
Is that, which one do you think 1792?
First one.
No.
My first one. Man, almighty.
I'm sold. This is 1792. Good if I'm wrong.
I feel like I'm just going to drop this down to 7.5.
Nope. I have no clue what the other ones are. I'm not great at pulling out, like, oh, that's definitely Jack, or that's definitely, like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can act like I know what's happening with it, but I can't brand select. I can't, like, oh, yeah, that's Michter's.
I'll never be on Madness doing, like, the taste, like, because they got to pull distillery and stay. I can't do that shit. Yeah.
All that stuff. Well, that's MGP. That's MGP all day long.
Yeah. That's
just like,
that's why this channel exists for dummies like us and you who cannot do that either. Like,
caramel,
oaky,
smoking,
tobacco, pepper,
orange,
or cherry, or apple, or something.
Don't impress your friends that have never drank whiskey before. You drop those 4, 5, 6 notes and you're like, you know,
Yeah, just say the same shit.
But then you sound really good when you're like plum.
Just say, yeah.
But we won't. It's real earthy. It's real bubblegum.
You know, bubblegum, right, for the fruity.
Yeah. It's bubblegumming.
So here's a thing, too, that I messed up somehow. Like, I must have poured less.
You're
Like, this one has way less than these. And when you get down to that really bottom little bit, something about that tiny amount of volume really thins everything out. And it's like, it's hard to judge. So I'm kind of questioning this whole thing right now, because I think I know what it is again, and I wanted it to win, and it's not going to win right now.
It's really good. It's really good, though.
It feels more developed. But I feel like I got to knock it down. I'm going to knock it down. Okay, I do that.
Right. The song is, if you can hear it, I don't know, is This Is the End by The Ghost of Paul Revere. Never heard it, but I like it. And more importantly, I like the logo.
The skeleton playing a banjo.
Pretty rad. I mean, it's October. It's a skeleton.
It's skeleton season.
Banjos, drams, it fits. What say you, Brett Buffin? I feel like you've got a little more than you 30 in the middle. You guys hit that one pretty hard.
Well, here's another thing about me. I have ADHD. I can't score accurately when someone's talking to me. When my wife's here, and like, I'll be doing a whole flight, it takes me like an hour because I'm that guy. And she'll walk in here and start making noise, and I'm like, I can't.
They just, you're making the noise, sir.
And if she starts cooking, we're done, you know, because then your whole palate's messed up. This is funny. This is why these scores aren't permanent, and the one he brought me is permanent.
That's right.
Because I don't have any faith in this anymore. Between drinking with the fruit,
lose your patience,
listening to like whatever, feeling a buzz, being empty. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. No, like, this is silly.
Hey, do you know this is Luke Grimes? Do you know who that is? Yeah, we're still the Yellowstone guy.
On an actor on the
yeah.
Oh. No horse to ride. He's staying in his wheelhouse.
On the show that are good artists.
I don't watch Yellowstone. I will not watch Yellowstone.
If you want to go ahead and click that unsubscribe, I wouldn't even warn you. Rise one bit.
For all my older people, because he's young and I'm old, it reminds me of just Dallas, like the reboot of Dallas.
Dallas on Awesomeness?
Soap opera in the country. But I have heard amazing things from people that I respect, not this guy, about 1929 or 1920, whatever. The two prequels?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch those.
They're really good.
I got to watch those. So I'm excited.
See them all.
I like history too. So to go back and see like the origin stuff. But to see here's today us being mad about who you're having sex with or what land I own or the encroachment. And I'm not doing it. I'm not doing Yellowstone.
But you got to watch the Yellowstone.
I don't watch a lot of TV. So we've got to
get the prequel stories.
No, fuck that. I've been told not.
Man, we are getting...
Well, we'll see. All right. Can I finish?
Ross, for us, that's for the... But we're not land age. You had certain. We don't land people. That water really breathes.
Where are you? Just scoring. Well, maybe it's weird.
You're really messing up my flow.
You really got a lot of chicken scratch.
This is why I don't bring people into my house. I just do it by myself because they fuck with my system.
You're welcome.
Just scoring.
Shut your damn hole. I gotta give this one. I got juice left. I gotta figure it out.
Here you go. Wait, I have a whole bottle of 1792 right here. I get this drink.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go? You put it in your closet.
Oh, donations.
Fuck, I don't know anything about anything. Okay, scores.
All right, yeah.
Shit. You already did your scores?
I did.
Oh, my God, that's burning my...
I'm efficient.
And mouth off.
My wife will tell you, most efficient. Except for my 2.5 hour.
He does not waste any time. He finishes
the
tasks very quickly.
Real well.
Very quickly. Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm really good. I'm so good at it. Why take more time than you need?
No.
I'm not as good at this. I don't even know. Are we at like an hour?
Or at least an hour.
Fuck that. That's crazy. Who wants to watch this for an hour?
If you're still here. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. If you're still here, and
you should probably like get a friend.
Oh, that's in March. No, hang out. You should be a patron.
Yeah. Be a friend of ours.
Because we're gonna this is what it's gonna be every time. It's just gonna be this crazy this meandering shit.
Yeah.
As I do math here. Hold on.
You do math, we take
wrong. That's not right. These two tied with 7.7 for me, with Justin's shitty battle coming in third at 7.2.
5 on the point. Yeah, you're right.
So here's... What's your situation?
My number one is 1792. It won the fly.
That's
7.16.
That's not great, but okay, 7.16. And on my scale, it's not great. Your scale might be great. What? It's an everyday drinker. 7.16.
Because you have two.
I round, by the way. 7.2.
Okay, 7.2.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe I should stop doing it. 7.2.
I'll go ahead and round.
Yeah,
I'll round it up.
That's my 20-year-old senile cat. Yeah. So that's Cheetah. You met her in the first episode. Oh, you didn't meet her, but you heard about her. Mm. You know what?
My number two is C.
Doc Swinson's.
Doc Swinson's. And then that got a
6.9.
This one here.
That's interesting.
The reason it got that was because not a nutty fan. When it's that like hard, nutty aroma.
Yeah.
It throws off my nose.
Yeah.
Subsequently throwing off my palate a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just not my jam.
So this, remember, if you watch this, again, if you've watched to this point, Jesus Christ,
subscribe.
You. Thank you for having nothing to do tonight.
Right.
Or today, or this, whenever you watch this.
Right.
Please subscribe, because if you've hung with us this long, you got to keep into this. We're going to get better.
We're on stuff now.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like I said earlier, I was like, this motherfucker is supposed to be a dummy like me, and he's pulling nuttiness out of shit. I was like, if he's pulling nuttiness off glasses, and I knew what was in it, because I know that Heaven Hill will pull a lot of nutty notes for a lot of people.
Yeah.
This guy to pull nutty
yeah.
at Heaven Hill... This is something that drives me crazy, because Matt Porter talks all the time. He's like, oh, that's a nutty booger.
Yeah.
That's nutty. That's either Beam.
Like the first thing I said.
And more so, yeah. more recently, is like, somehow Heaven Hill started to become nuttier recently. I don't know any of this shit. Like, I'm a dummy.
Like, a lot of pecan. I think it was pecan. Maybe pistachio.
Don't try to get
some. I'm sorry.
Pecan oil. I know you did. You did say.
But it is very nutty.
That's too eyebrow.
It's like Heaven Hill. Nutty.
You didn't say Heaven Hill, but you did.
Well, you're right. I'm saying now. I'm like pairing. You know.
What I'm saying is, you're a fucking mad genius, because you pulled nutty on the Heaven Hill, which is nutty.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't pull that.
Well,
which is why I run the show. I'm not the expert. I'm just the guy that just started the show.
And I knew 1792 out of the blind.
Right. It is your jam, though. Did that sway you?
What?
Knowing that you think you connected with it, did that sway your scores?
No, because I was actually hoping to find better flavors, and better scores, and better bourbon than what I brought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I knew what I brought was a really good, neutral 7.5.
Yeah.
Solid drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've had a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot better at home.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like the good side of my cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of the average side of my cabinet. But yeah, I mean, I was hoping to get better ones. I just didn't.
Which is awesome. I mean, this is awesome. Yeah, this is why we're doing the channel, because, like, I could have, right, poured him. He's been over before, and he's had my good shit, you know,
really good stuff.
So I could have poured him the good shit and been like, I'm gonna blow that 1792 right out of the goddamn water,
yeah,
and burn his palate so this thing tastes like water, and then whatever. But I wanted to, that's not the point. The point is to, like, put similar things together.
Yeah.
The only thing that was similar is that this is a toasted series, right? So you have an extra barrel in there. Which creates, some people love toasted stuff, some people don't love. Matt Porter hates toasted stuff, doesn't like toasted stuff. This stuff, this is one that's new to me, that's been around forever. It's just starting to hit Kansas City with more frequency, the Heaven Hill. And I've always been like, yeah, I mean, whatever. But I'll tell you the reason that I bought the bottle is, one, I'm in my store that I go to.
Saw that bottles tonight.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, my guy, my hookup, here's a tip, pro tip for you if you want to have a good hookup. Go to the same store.
Yeah.
Be there all the time. And like my guy said, when he was in was just a customer, he made sure he bought something every time he was in the store.
Right.
Because if you just come in and say, hey, do you have Blanton's? And they're like, no, and walk out, then they know you're just going everywhere looking for Blanton's. Yeah. So I was in there. This is something that's been, I've been curious about forever. And the reason I'm curious about this product is because Evan Williams Black is my go-to all the time. It's been in my cupboard for 20 plus years. It's what I do my bourbon and cokes with. And my bourbon and cokes with, when he leaves and I get cleaned up, I'm going to Taco Bell and I'm going to pour myself a fat bourbon and coke with Evan Williams Black. So I'm like, well, Heaven Hill, and that's Evan Williams, right? So their 7-year bottled and bond product that's very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
This is a really, really good, this is a good solid drink.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it was like 45, and there's things you can get for 25 and 35 or 30 that are as good or better than this. And it's all palate driven, but I was very curious to have this. Truth be told, and this may be a ruiner of a future blind, this weekend, talking about being at the Holiday Distillery, I bought these again, just if you're joining late. But they also had a new drop of barrel proof bourbon and barrel proof soft red wheat, but I didn't buy the soft red wheat because I'm poor, so I can't buy everything. And so I bought a barrel proof of the bourbon, and they're both, this and the barrel proof bourbon from Holiday are seven years. They're both, that one's 120 proof, and I'm a proof whore. We've covered that. This is 100 proof.
Yeah.
I drank them side by side, not really trying to be scientific, and that Holiday kicked this thing's ass.
I called 100 proof on that one. I wrote down 100 to 105, but then I circled 100 right there.
So if we go back to the beginning of the video, the reason that we're even shooting videos, or that I might have a channel, is because of this guy. He said, you should have a channel. So I got to go, you should have a channel. He's nailing the proof.
Yeah.
He's nailing nutty.
What was the proof on the other one? What's that one?
This is 110. I said, well, wait. Motherfucker. This guy. Look at this guy. And he knew it was 1792 because he knows it.
Yeah.
So this is why I said it's dummies. I am the biggest dummy. I'm going to hopefully bring on people who are smarter than me. I never thought Justin would be smarter than me because this guy, if you define dummy, this guy's the biggest dummy.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, you fucking nailed this.
Josh. Next episode of Josh.
Josh is not going to do this.
High bar.
High bar. My brother Josh is nervous about doing any of this because he's not an expert. And that's the point, is to bring not experts.
Yeah.
This guy nailed nutty. This guy nailed proofs.
I nailed my 1792.
He nailed his favorite, what he brought. I thought his favorite was going to get crushed.
Yeah.
So let's bring it all back. As we end this, get this out of here.
What was your winner? So that's my winner.
I'd had tie.
Well, yeah. Again, America, pick a winner. What'd you like more? Okay, you got the same score, but what's your preference? Which one do you like? If you had to drink a glass right now and you said, I don't know, they're both 7.7s.
Which one do you like better?
Here's what I'll say. So 1792... didn't get any adjustments on score. When I very first drank it, and we drank it first, but then I came back and drank it again, it had an 8 on the nose, it had a 7 on the mouth, and an 8 on the finish, which is pretty... the first time I did 7.5, 7, and 8.
Right.
Then I did 8, 7, 8. So that's consistent, that it stayed right in the pocket. This Doc Swinson, that was my top shelf, started as an 8, 8, 8.5, which would be top shelf. And then it kept getting pulled down, and it turned into a 7.5, 7.5, and 8. So I would say, to Justin's credit, this right here is an absolute solid, consistent. It's gonna do exactly what you want it to do every single time. It's gonna be a good, solid, traditional bourbon when you want it to do that. So yeah,
in the cabinet at all times.
We need to have it here in your market.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you don't feel a lot of, you know, like, you can pour this for anybody. You're not like, oh shoot, I paid 100 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 1,000 for this bottle. I'm like, no, I can pour this for all my friends. I can kill this bottle and not feel bad and go, no, I can go find another bottle of it, or I can go to Costco and get the Kirkland's version of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's just money.
So I feel like Justin, in all, first of all, I wouldn't be here without Justin. He said, do it. Second of all, he brought a brand new bottle and he nailed the whole idea of it. Bring something that he loves, that he appreciates, and then he thinks maybe he can pass on to you that, like, this is something you need to find.
Yeah.
That's it right there. So, Great. So thank you to Justin.
Thank you, Brett,
for making us be here.
Appreciate it, buddy.
And this wouldn't happen without him. Thank you for bringing a brand new bottle, which is the 1792 Small Batch. So again, you cannot lose by having this on your shelf. And between the look, between the taste, between how you can share it with people, this is a great bottle. So,
yeah.
Winner there. I expect my future guests to bring a lot more expensive and cooler bottles, but whatever. He did a good job, motherfucker. And he knocked this guy off the top shelf.
Down.
So, fuck you. Thank you. Subscribe. Do the things.
Like,
and
stuff, share.
And the comments and the patrons and the stuff. You know the stuff. Do it. Love you guys. Bye.